It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to start sharing stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters. You know, there's a conversation going on these days about kindness and civility and remembering that we're all in this together. So we decided to put together a collection of stories that will make you feel great. Stories about people performing random acts of kindness, taking an extra minute to do something nice, spending an extra dollar to help someone, and really being part of a community. Today, I want to share two stories about acts of kindness that required some effort and ingenuity. In our first story, Caroline McKinney tells us that she returned from walking her dog to discover that somewhere along the way she had dropped her keys. She used her hidden key to get into the house, but the real problem was not the house key, but all the other keys that were on her key ring, including the car key fob, which we all know can cost hundreds of dollars to replace. Caroline searched her whole route, but she didn't find her keys. For some reason, she put off replacing all the lost keys that day, which turned out to be a wise use of procrastination because of what happened that night. She was enjoying a peaceful, snowy evening when the car alarm went off in her garage. She rushed out to silence it so she wouldn't bother her neighbors, but as soon as she got it off, it started up and she had to silence it again. The next thing Caroline heard was her doorbell. She says, "In the light snow stood three neighbors from several streets away. One of them held out her gloved hand with my keys hanging from her pointer finger and a giant smile on her face. I wanted to hug her to express my deepest gratitude, but in a COVID world, all I could do was say, 'Oh my goodness, thank you.' She said, 'Sorry about all that racket, but your key fob has the alarm button and we kept pressing it until we found your home.' I took the keys in my grateful hands and gushed, 'How can I ever thank you? What a brilliant idea. You are so very kind.' I was dazzled by her cleverness and didn't think to ask where she found them. Before she and the other neighbors waved goodbye and disappeared into the evening snow, she said, 'It's not a big deal. Happy to help. You would have done the same thing.'" Caroline says she doesn't think she would have been that clever, but she was so grateful that her neighbors were. Kim Johnson McGuire shares another story about using some creativity to perform an act of kindness. In her case, she was first the beneficiary of an act of kindness, and then just hours later, the benefactor. She starts her tale at the post office where she was mailing her permission form to Chicken Soup for the Soul. What's a permission form? It's the contract that our story writers fill out when their story is selected for inclusion in one of our books from thousands of submissions. Kim says, "My story had been accepted for publication in a Chicken Soup for the Soul book. I had read the email three times before I actually believed it. After months of slogging through a string of stressful life events, I had a spring in my step and a lightness in my heart." She was so excited that she wanted to make sure we got her permission form, so she decided to send it by certified mail. But when she tried to use her credit card to pay the $10 charge, the post office clerk said their credit card system wasn't working, so it would have to be cash or check, neither of which Kim had with her. Kim says, "Tears clouded my vision. I just wanted to get this done before I met my friend for lunch. Why was everything so difficult?" But then a man behind her in line spoke up. He had heard her telling the clerk about getting her story into a Chicken Soup for the Soul book. He congratulated her and said He would pay the $10 for her. He just asked her to pay it forward. Kim went off to have lunch with her friend, still feeling warm and fuzzy about that nice man at the post office. And then, after lunch, Kim spotted a credit card lying on the sidewalk. She and her friend decided they would find whoever had dropped it, and they set off on a hunt. Her friend thought they'd never be able to tell if someone had dropped their credit card, but Kim was hopeful. And then, as they searched the area, they found a young mother trying to get her three little children into an SUV. She definitely looked like someone who could have dropped a credit card. And she was. It was hers. She already knew she had lost it, but she had no idea where. She told Kim that she had saved the day for her. Kim says, "During my drive home, I mused that being on both the receiving and the giving end of kind gestures felt equally good. I had experienced a literal interpretation of paying it forward, first with cash, then with credit. When it comes to acts of kindness, all forms of payment are acceptable." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email every day. Just go to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of my favorite stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Tough Times Won't Last, But Tough People Will. You'll love how these writers celebrated and commemorated their worst days ever.